4:48 right now on WDEV AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. Let's talk about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Whatever project you are doing, whatever level of experience you have, Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber is the place for you. Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, and online at sticksandstuff.com, and a friendly staff at all those locations, including our buddy Kyle, who's up in St. Albans. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually on my back porch right now looking at all of the beautiful apple trees and lilac trees that are blossoming, and thanking everyone that I do not have allergies. I know a bunch of people are struggling with that right now, but I will take it. I don't have those, so I'm gonna just enjoy the blossoms.
On that porch, are you sitting on a freshly stained deck by any chance?
I'm not. I never recommend you sit on a freshly stained
On a newly stained deck.
No, actually, I'm not. I'm just in a regular Adirondack chair, which is cedar, so I don't have to stain it. But anyway, no, I'm not.
Well, talk to me about the people who want to have perfect decks.
Yeah, so the floodgates have opened. I know I said that in the past, but the phones have been ringing off the hook. A lot of people looking to do those outdoor projects now that the weather is nice. I know we probably do have a frost advisory coming up later on this week, but I say nice is a relative term. No more snow, no more sleet, longer sunny days. So people are definitely out and about doing their decking projects, whether it's a pressure-treated deck or a composite deck. We have a ton of different options. We do have colors that are in stock, ready to go, and we can help people with special orders if they want something specific or a little different that we don't stock. I do try to take the time to help people. Your deck is only going to be as good as the preparation that you put into it. So you can build a really weak frame and stuff like that and make it look really good if you put nice stuff on top. But in a couple of years, you're going to really run into problems. So I like to take the time and explain to people where we live, you're going to want to be, if you do like a sauna tube, which is a concrete filled cardboard tube, and mount your plates and framework to that, you're going to want to be at least 36 inches. 48 inches would be better below the frost line, so that you can anchor your deck so that it's nice and secure and it doesn't move in all the weather. You're going to want to make sure that at the bottom of those you add some drainage stone so that any moisture wicks away from those supports. And you're going to want to make sure that you use a nice sturdy ledger board up against your house. That's the board that you fasten to the house, and then you'll build your deck off of that board using joist hangers and other supports. If you can follow, basic steps like that, your deck is going to look really, really good for a really long time.
Well, I mean, what you just said sounds like a foreign language to me, but I can follow directions. So if I came in and talked to you and got like a nice checklist of things to do, I could do some of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's a bunch of different ways that you can do it. Sauna tubes is like the tried and true way to do it. So you pour those in the ground when the concrete's dry. You can put an anchor bolt in it when it's wet, and then you can put a top plate on it to join your wood. There's things that you can do afterwards. We also stock in our locations 5-foot precast porch piers. So literally it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a 5-foot concrete pier with a 2-foot by 2-foot base. So you can set those right in place, really sturdy, and they're a time saver. You don't have to wait for the concrete to dry. You can set those with a tractor or an excavator and build right off the top of them. I know they're super duper popular. We send a ton of them out every week. There are other options. There's earth anchors. There are customers of ours that do that. They deal with that. It looks like a huge aluminum spiral, almost like if you think of like a dog tie out, the ones that you can twist into the ground. It's like that, but aluminum. They set them with a mini excavator. They're nice. They're level. They can't rust because they're aluminum. They developed them up in Canada, so they're definitely something that is for our climate. And those are quick and easy to install also if you don't want to deal with the porch piers or pouring your own concrete tube or footing. So there's a lot of different options, but you can just bounce it off any of the guys, definitely in contractor sales or at the front counter of any of our locations.
Sticks and Stuff, Swanton Lumber. Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, we appreciate you. We will talk again in 7 days.
Sounds good. Have a good night, everybody.
All right. There goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Right now it's 4:52.